It's St. Patrick's Day, and the Guinness is not flowing in pubs in Ireland. The country's in a coronavirus lockdown. In the town of Carseveen in County Kerry, there are 1,500 people in 14 pubs. One of them has been there since the mid-1800s, Mike Mertz. Its owner is the fourth-generation Mike Mertz to run the place. It's a traditional pub with a concrete floor, two fireplaces, timber ceilings, and the highlight?
It's an old timber bar. There's a lower part of the bar and then there's a higher part where you serve the drinks. It's aged well.
When's the last time you served a drink at the pub?
The last time I served a drink, I'd say it was the middle of October, about the 15th or 16th of October.
So how are you making ends meet? I mean, there is, when we think of it, like in a pub, especially a pub like yours, it's cheek by jowl. I know this because I was there once several years ago, and there's not a lot of room, so there's no social distancing.
Yeah, we did it for the summer, and everyone had to sit down, and it was doable. Sometimes interesting, but doable.
When you say sometimes interesting, what do you mean?
When people got a bit inebriated, they might just go over, talking to each other and forget about the social distancing.
So if that's not happening anymore, I imagine that things are difficult financially. I know you're planning on opening again, right?
Yeah. Well, we get the payment every week of €350 from the government.
What about all the people who are regulars there who come by, who live, I'm not talking about the tourists, but those who come by and want a quick pop or to listen to some music? Where do they go?
It's hard. And a lot of people, we'd be kind of a country pub in the town. And there's a lot of people, like there's farmers, mostly farmers, that they live in their own and they like to get into town, but there's nothing to come into. It's very hard on them. The pub is their outlet. After 6 o'clock in the evening, you don't see anyone at all in town.
And what about you? I mean, this is not just your livelihood. It's been the livelihood of three generations previous to you. What's it like to try and maintain the family business, which is really popular in town, and not even be able to open for so long?
It's a worry of what will happen after when we do open, because a lot of people are saying they haven't drank for a long time and they get used to not coming to town. And what will happen? I don't know. You just don't know what will happen when you open the door. But we'll have to try anyway.
What do you miss most, Mike?
I miss having a few drinks with the customers late at night, and I enjoyed the job. It's 90% fun and 10% hard work.
Well, I hope you get back to 100% very soon. And Mike, I'm going to ask you, what song, if we were to end this with a song other than When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, what song would you like us to end this with?
What song? A Nation Once Again.
Why did you say that?
I don't know, just to stand tall again as a nation, and hopefully we'll come out of this and be as good as we were before it.
Mike Mertz, thank you so much. Really nice to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Mike Mertz, just waiting to open the doors and have a drink with his customers at Mike Mertz Pub in Carseveen, County Kerry, Ireland. When my dear country shall